Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is The Legal Show. I got to tell you, I'm glad we're back, but whoever was using the studio left coffee cups and cigarette butts all over the place. I had to clean the place, spick and span, because, and before I forget, I've been getting IMs today about my new co-host. Co-host, would you like to explain that to them?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sarah Avraham, formerly Sarah Steele. Yeshua and I got married over the break, and we are pretty imminently expecting a bouncing baby boy, as I have been in labor, probably false labor, but we have yet to see, all day long.
Yeah, okay, so the kid's using you as a jungle gym. We know that.
Well, he pretty much is, yeah. And on top of everything else, today is my dear husband's birthday, and I would like to wish him a most wonderful and happiest of birthdays.
And 2-1, he may get a kid for his birthday. Sheesh, what a gift.
Yeah, I know, right? That would be a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
So let's talk about the case at hand.
Oh, we're going to get straight to that? Well, that's awfully quick. Don't you have... No, well, I have homework to do first.
I'll let you do your homework first. My homework comes later, I know. I'm sorry. We haven't been in the studio for 2 weeks. I can forget so much. I'm getting old and senile.
Ha! Oh, honey, who are you telling? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if I make inappropriate noises any time during the program, that's just my son trying to, escape my body. So... good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sarah Avraham, and I'm an attorney licensed in the Fighting State of Georgia. And we want you to know that Bennett also, I want you to know that Bennett is a prolific and wonderful author and book critic. And he is not an attorney. I am an attorney, but I am not here to give legal advice tonight. And anything that you use to correspond with us, whether it be email or personal message or Facebook message or carrier pigeon or calling into the show or anything else, does not constitute an attorney-client relationship, and I urge you, if you do have a case, to go consult a competent attorney in your jurisdiction in regards to your specific facts of your case. So there we go, Bennett, all done.
And if TMZ calls, we're out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Tonight's case is a little tricky because there's not really a legal case with it, but this has been I've been inundated. I don't know if Sarah has, but I've been inundated with. Are you guys going to talk about this? Are you guys going to talk about this? Please talk about this. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I've been bothering Sarah about this. I said, we need to talk about this.
He has, ladies and gentlemen, who have asked him. I will say this. Bennett has been your champion because every time he brought up this particular show, I was kind of like, well, there's really nothing from a legal standpoint to talk about.
Well, there is and there isn't. You know that, too. There are a lot of things we can talk about. I don't want to sound like TMZ, but there is some things we can talk about.
Yeah, that's true. And I will admit, in preparation for this show, I did do some research, and I actually found one particular area of law in one particular state where something might be able to be done. So that's an interesting new development. But I think we may be confusing people more than we're helping them, so maybe we should talk about the case at this point.
The gentleman in question is Bill Cosby.
Mr.
Cosby, if you don't know who he is, if you've been hidden under a rock the last 30 years, had such TV series as I Spy, The Cosby Show, The Bill Cosby Show, The Cosby Mysteries. He was
Fat
a pinchman
Albert.
For Jell-O. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Yeah,
so, I mean, he has an extensive, and of course, I Spy. Don't get me started on that.
His acting career, he had a proliferate stand-up comedy career as well as a proliferate sports career when whenever he was in college.
Well, he also, he's still doing the comedy career. Let's hope he still is. I mean, he still sells out houses a lot of times with his comedy. So it's not like he's retired.
No, that's
he's
right.
He's also done
stand-up.
He does stand-up. He's done movies. He's been, you know, an all-around actor.
Yes. Entertainer
now,
of many hats.
Now, am I denying the man as an entertainer? No, we're not focusing on that. I have no doubt somewhere anybody, everybody has watched him somewhere and knows who he is. Am I saying that the man is not prolific? He isn't. He's gotten a doctorate. And he's gotten all the other bells and whistles that, you know, Kennedy Center Honors and the Mark Twain Award and other things. We're not talking about this at all. We're talking the man. We're not talking the legend, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
The man has been, I'm trying to find a nice way to say it. There have been a number of women that stated, Mr. Cosby, Dr. Cosby.
There have been allegations.
Alan, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been
that's
out
fine.
Of this for 2 weeks. I'm trying to practice. I'll get back into it every week, and we'll be really good. I'll be able to say those words. But there's been allegations that Mr. Cosby, of course, has been drugging women and has had their way in a sexual nature. How does that sound for legalese?
Well, and it goes deeper even more than that. Sometimes drugs were not involved. Sometimes it was a quid pro quo, allegedly, by the way. There was a quid pro quo, and then for our listeners who may not know, they understand. I'm sure you've heard it on Law & Order and other places, but the meaning of quid pro quo is this for that, meaning if you give me this, then I will give you that. And the quid pro quo allegedly has been if these women slept with Mr. Cosby, then he was going to further their career. The very stereotypical and has happened in the past, and I'm sure still happens now, casting couch, of Hollywood, that he participated in such acts.
Well, I'm going to say this. This is not, we're not trying to convict Bill Cosby right or wrong with his morals. What he did.
Absolutely. That's actually something that I stand very strong on.
He supposed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's something that I stand very strong on. Not even on my own private Facebook page have I given an opinion one way or the other about this.
Neither have I. But, I mean, he's married and he's still married. His wife hasn't left him. You know, and I'm not saying did or did not do the actions that people have said he's done. Now, I will say this. There seems to be a woman a week coming out of the woodwork saying that he did
this. Well, that kind of slowed down during the holidays, but, yeah, I definitely understand what it is you're saying with that.
They were giving him a holiday break. Come on.
Well, you know, the only debate that I found even remotely interesting that I've heard about all of this is, and yes, true listeners, we will be getting to the legal aspect because there is a small legal aspect that I can discuss about this, was somebody saying perhaps we should be weighing, if people think he is guilty of all of this, you know, the good acts that he has done versus the bad acts to see if redemption is possible. Because, you know, the American justice system is supposed to be about rehabilitation. It is supposed to be about redemption. And this person's question was, were the good acts that he has, you know, committed over the course of his life, would that outweigh or even mitigate any judgment that anybody may have in regards to the alleged bad acts? My answer to that was, I guess it depends on who you are and what your experiences are.
What bothers me immensely is he's being tried in the court of public opinion, which
right.
is not a legal court. And the problem is that I am not saying these women are liars, please don't misinterpret. Bennett is not saying these women are liars. Bennett is not saying these women are wrong or right. But we don't know until the man is put to before a court of justice. Now, and he won't be because most of the statute of limitations have run out.
That is correct.
The proving that he did the act, some of these are 20, 30, and 40 years ago. So, you know, if he's done it 40 years ago and suddenly you're coming out, why are you coming out is the question I have.
Well, and that's more of the talking points of this rather than the legal points. If you don't mind me stepping in for a second and applying
I don't mind at all.
Yeah, the salient law that goes on here, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have already heard this, they follow this case at all, and that is that exactly what Bennett just said, in a vast, and I mean vast majority of these cases, the statute of limitations has told. So what that means is that any crime, and actually any civil, I apologize, listeners, case that can come before a court, you have a certain amount of time to bring that case in court and or to prosecute it if it's in a criminal case. And if you don't, then you're out of luck. Now, I'll give you an example. Murder doesn't have a statute of limitations. It's one of the few that doesn't. But for everything else, and I was actually asked this question the other day by my husband, what is the usual statute of limitations for rape? And it usually, depending on the state, I know in Georgia it's 7 years, and so... And that's from the date that it occurred, not the date that it was reported. And so if it is not reported and as having occurred and the statute of limitations runs out, no matter what evidence you have no way to prosecute it. Now, this is what I was talking about earlier. I did manage to find in my research one particular law that could actually end up bring the case to court. In Florida, there is a law on the books that says that if the person is still mentally or emotionally affected by the alleged act, then they can bring the case into court because there is no statute of limitations. Basically, the statute, what that law is saying in Florida is that the statute of limitation is whenever that person is no longer mentally or emotionally affected by the act. So that would be the only, and I do mean the only, instance where he could be brought upon charges.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I just got this message here. If they're not in Florida, can they be brought on this act?
No, they cannot, because the act would had to have occurred within the jurisdiction of Florida in order for that to occur. So not only would that person have to live in Florida, well, not necessarily live in Florida, the bad acts that occurred, the crime, the alleged crime that occurred, would have to have happened in Florida.
So if somebody's in California, they can't do it.
That is correct.
So okay. I think most of these women have been Californians. I think Janice Dickerson did it in Florida, but she still lives in California, so she's not
right.
A resident. And,
it matters if the act itself happened in Florida. So if the act itself happened in Florida and a prosecutor there found an action that they could bring and found a grand jury willing to indict, and, well, we all know how grand juries are, especially since the Michael Brown case, then, yeah, they absolutely could proceed. But that is the only law that I found that could possibly give any remedy in a legal court to this. And by any remedy, I mean to the women or to Mr. Cosby if he was proven to be innocent.
Okay, let me. Dale has a question for us. Let me get to his question here. Why are these women coming out of the woodwork? Am I correct in that, Dale? Yeah, okay. I can't tell you, Dale. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying. You know, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to embarrass Mr. Cosby for some reason. I'm speculating here, and I'm not going to get biased of why or why not that they came out. It's not my business, nor do I care to know. When I close the studio down, and if I want to know on a personal reason, I will. But otherwise, they have no legs to stand on, in my opinion. And, you know, I mean, what they did or what they didn't do is not my business. Why they did it, I can't answer you. I would suggest if you know any of these women, talk to them and find out. I would love to find out. I'd love to know. But legally, I don't know. Are they trying to... I know Mr. Cosby did settle out of court with one defendant years ago. Are these women looking for money? I don't know, Dale. I can't answer you on that. Are we in agreement on that, Sarah?
I'm not giving an opinion on this one way or the other because there's much, much speculation on both sides as to why it never came out versus why they're coming out with it now versus, you know, why wait this amount of time. Are they opportunistic, or are they truly trying to bring a predator, you know, to justice, or what is their motivation? And I don't know. And I honestly got, you know, I'm not in their heads. I am not their attorneys. I'm not their spiritual advisors, and I can't say. And so I, you know, I have absolutely no opinion on that, one way or the other. Like I said, even on my personal Facebook page, or if anybody has been on my personal Facebook page, they know that I have absolutely no problem with opinions. I have not.
Oh yeah, she's very opinionated. She's almost as good as me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't hit
but
me.
I absolutely do want to go on that because there is no right answer. Because you can go the route of, well, the women are being opportunistic. But what if they're not? Or you can go the route of, you know, he's a rat bastard rapist. But what if he's not? You know, he has already been forced to, well, he chose to resign as one of the heads of Amherst University, which is where he got his master's and doctorate degree, because he said he didn't want Amherst to be hurt as a result of all of this that's going on. So he's already been damaged, whether this is true or not.
Which is to me a little annoying, because I don't think that, you know, I'm not trying to make a judgment call, but I don't know what to say on this one. I really don't. I mean, there are people that have been, I know there are people listening now that are, you know, don't know what to say. They're like, question mark, question mark, question mark. They have questions and they don't know. Let me just to quickly do my homework. By the way, welcome everybody to 2015. It will be a busy 2015, and I will tell you, on Wednesday, we will be doing what you need for your tax preparer. Our guest will be Mark Pomerantz. Yes, he is my brother, but he is also the head of the firm David Pomerantz & Associates. He's only been doing taxes for 20 years, and so he knows a little about this business more than I do. And he will be our guest on the 7th on Let's Talk with Rachel Thompson and myself. On the 8th, we will be having a Let's Talk special. We have an author guest, and we'll be discussing that. On the 9th, on Anything Goes, Trisha Anderson will be sitting on the hot seat of Anything Goes and enjoying it. On the 10th, on Any Which Way But Loose, I will have the ABCs. Ashley Fontaine, Bree Clark, Candy O'Donnell, and because most people think I'm mad, I'm getting Madison Severe to round out the show. Okay, now let me lead into the 12th. The 12th, Sarah and I have a lovely show. Would you like to tell them about it, Sarah?
Now, here you go wanting me to pay attention. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. You want me to do it?
Nah. On January 12th, our show is called Fair Airfares. And what it's about, excuse me, is this 22-year-old gentleman in New York, and he was sort of a computer whiz, and he developed this program where people could go and find drastically reduced airfares through basically beating the system in regards to layovers. Because this story is, say if you're flying from New York to Los Angeles, no, I'm sorry, what was the example they used? Milwaukee to Houston? would cost you twice as much as Milwaukee to Los Angeles with a layover in Houston. And what his system did was find the flights where that layover was possible and sold it, and gave people the links to like Orbitz and a couple of other websites for them to do this. And now he is being sued civilly by these people for basically interference of business and breach of contract. And he said because he was never paid to provide any information in regards, he wasn't paid for providing this information, there is no basis for any kind of lawsuit. And so that's going to be very interesting. This was a new area of law, as well as the one that we have for the 19th.
God, I mean, that's gonna be a very good show at 6:30 p.m. on Monday the 12th. And also on the 12th, if you're not doing anything about 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, I am going to be doing Lori Hayes' show on Reverie Radio. If you heard the last one, that's great. If you read the current issue of Night Owl coming up for this week, beginning to be released, you'll read about me doing Lori's show last time in November, and I'm going to be doing it on the 12th again. Yes, I will be talking about Sarah and Rachel and also the upcoming women's show, which will be starting in February. On the 14th, we have Blog Talk Radio's Tim Knox as a guest, and we're going to move Anything Goes to the 15th for a reason. Candy O'Donnell will be the guest on the 15th at 11 p.m. for Anything Goes, and she'll be on the hot seat. So we're not doing anything this month at all. I mean, it's going to be a slow month.
You're always busy and awesome.
Thank you. Well, I'm hoping next week that, if you hear a little baby sounding in the middle of the show, don't worry about it. I'm not going to. Yeah, that's my new co-host getting about 15 or 16 years of practice before they go on air, right?
Yeah, you know, I keep telling people, you know, that I will be at XYZ event or whatever if I'm not giving birth. And somebody actually said to me today, or have just given birth, because apparently he has quite a few children and grandchildren, and he said, because you may not feel like doing too much of anything immediately after that. I'm like, oh, that's probably a good point. So.
Exactly. So let me bring us back to this lovely case for a minute. We are not judging if Mr. Cosby did or did not do these acts. We're not saying these women did what happened, what they stated that Mr. Cosby did is what they did, because there's no legal case at this time. People are looking into seeing, oh, yeah, if we could sue him or not, or if there's judgments or whatever they could do. But I can't tell you right or wrong if there is a legal precedent. I don't see any now. I see a lot of women coming out of the woodwork saying, he did this, he did this, he did this. However, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I don't know if Mr. Cosby, if they're trying to, as I said, tarnish his reputation.
Well, I can imagine. There are other motivations, so that's definitely a possible motivation. You know, that's another school of thought that I've heard about all of this is these are women whose careers he didn't advance, and so now they're coming out sort of like a domino effect. You know, one person comes out and says something, and then four more has to go over the cliff with them. Because they've actually said that they, you know, the women who had successful careers, surrounding Mr. Cosby, they're not coming out and saying anything like any of this happened to them. And the children that he worked with, like on the Cosby Show, are like, no, he never touched me. He never did anything like that. You know, there's just so many different possibilities. And you know, every time it dies, a new person comes out. And I have to question myself, you know, what is the motivation? To what end is all this happening? I don't get it. I don't understand it myself, which is one of the reasons why I refuse to weigh in, because there is no good answer. You know, if you take the modern feminist approach, well, he should be strung up by his testicles and shame on him for doing this and blah, blah, blah. And rightfully so, by the way, if he did actually do it. If you take the opposite viewpoint. It's bitter women coming out that he did not help their careers, and now they're just trying to squawk and collect their TMZ money and go home, which, if that's the truth, then shame on them. But what happens if it did happen in one instance but didn't happen in another instance, and one person heard it, you know, one person said it that was true, but then another person decided to follow up with that just to create a stir so that they could get their 15 minutes of fame? You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just horrible to think about. And, you know, and it's not really because it's Bill Cosby, the Family Guy, and the Family Man, and the comedian, and Fat Albert, and all this. It's just horrible to think that this could happen to anybody. And I have been in the criminal justice system long enough to know that one absolutely can be falsely accused, and it destroys, absolutely destroys lives and careers and families and children relationships. And, you know, I have seen it many times where allegations were launched, especially against men in a female-friendly system like the family law, and they knew exactly what it was they were doing. And nothing had ever happened, and nothing, you know, would have ever happened to that effect, but they just knew because the family law system at one point in time was biased towards women, getting better these days, that this was going to happen, and they did it willfully, knowingly, and maliciously. Then again, you've got people who have gone out and raped women or committed child molestation or any other crime for that matter, and because they had power or because they had money or because they had some sort of prestige, nobody would believe the women who were victimized or the people that were victimized because of the power that the people wielded. And that absolutely could have been the case here. This is why I keep saying there is no good answer, because it's very doubtful, especially with the number of women, that the truth will ever be found out.
Well, let me say this, and I want to be clear. You know, if he did this 20, 30 years ago, and yes, if there was a way to prosecute, fine. But if he didn't, why? And I put this to these women or these people behind these women, why destroy the man? I mean, he could go to a Bahamian island and stay there for the rest of his life. He has the money. He's got a couple of billion, you know, stashed wherever. You know what I'm saying. I think, and I'm not going to say it's a money plot. It's you know, I don't know. But if you're trying to accuse a man, and you have no real proof other than your word against his, take it simply if you have to. And then, of course, you should have taken it earlier. You're saying, oh, he's Cosby. Who would they believe? I don't know. I can't tell that to you. Donatella.
You also have to look at the legal environment of when these acts allegedly occurred in the 70s and 80s, whenever the legal system was still somewhat biased towards men whenever it came to allegations like this. You know, questions like, what were you wearing in the night in question and rape case were still common, and there was no such thing as rape shield laws, and there was no such thing as those sorts of protections. And so one might think back and go, oh, well, maybe that's why they didn't come forward. Not only was he rich and powerful and held their career in his hands, but the law itself is definitely, I mean, the law, God, 30 years ago compared to what it is now. You know, so that's something else to take into consideration. And I'm sorry, listeners, if you're confused by all of this, but, you know, there's just too much to think about in order to judge, in my opinion.
We could discuss and debate this all night. The problem is, it's not really discussing the legal aspect of this. And
yeah, exactly.
So I'm glad that whoever, the people that have wanted to hear this and know about it, sent me emails. Thank you for listening. Those who really have no interest in it, thank you for spending the time with us. And, you know, I mean, I'm grateful for Sarah for her viewpoint on this. However, we don't know what to tell you. If it was a legal case, yeah, we would have a great thing to talk about.
Yeah, I managed to find that bit in Florida, and that was about it.
So, For all of you, thank you. Good night. Happy birthday to your husband, Sarah.
Well,
fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
Good night.